present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello! Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Southend-on-Sea. Indisputably a town in Essex. The county of Essex gets its name from the East Saxons, who were defeated in a battle to the north of here in 1016. The Saxons were mercilessly thrashed by the Danes on the orders of their king, Cnut the Great, as he was described by the Saxon historian Æthelstan the Dyslexic. The Essex Literary Society was founded in 1831 by Peter Mark Roget, who wrote the famous Thesaurus, which bears his name. At the time, he struggled to find a market for his book and constantly pestered the eminent publisher Charles Branwell. After repeatedly rejecting it, Branwell finally told Roget to stick his thesaurus up his arse bum backside. Southend is notable for having Britain's first branch of Starbucks outside of London, which opened in 1997. Before then, the people of Southend had to make their own coffee, shout out their name incorrectly, and then burn a £5 note. The man who designed the Range Rover retired here and passed away recently. He was coming out of a supermarket when he collapsed across two parking spaces. The late film director and restaurant critic Michael Winner had a country home near Great Baddow, and sadly the house burnt down while he was away despite a neighbour summoning the fire brigade, so that was a waste of a second class stamp. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Sandy Toksvig. And on my right, Miles Jupp and Richard Osman. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever wonderful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a game called Change a Letter, Ruin a Show. Single letter changes can alter ideas or concepts. For example, simply substituting the letter N for the letter M gave us the noodle bar for pensioners, Wagananas. In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest TV, radio and film titles that would have been substantially different if just one letter was mistakenly changed. So start with you, please, Barry.
Why do you think you are?
Miles.
Grand's Anatomy.
Richard.
Gove Hertz.
Sandy.
Cull the Midwife.
Are you being perved?
3 men and a goat.
Top rear.
Geordie Hall.
Desert Island Desks.
The National Pottery, live.
Noel's Horse Party. That was the 90s for you.
Buffy the Vampire Spayer.
Mr. Who.
Kevin MacLeod's Gland Designs.
Waking the Deaf.
Hash in the Attic.
Chunderbirds.
up. The next game is called Word for Word. Now, in this game, each team attempts to exchange unrelated words while the opposing team tries to spot a connection. So, Barry and Sandy, you can start exchanging your words while Richard and Miles, you should challenge to take over play if you think you've spotted a connection. So, off you go, please. Barry and Sandy.
Plinth.
A bassinate.
Asteroid.
Bonquette.
Doppelganger.
Oh, that's good.
I've got two bonquettes identical.
Fair enough. I think I will allow that.
Yeah.
I will allow that.
That's a circle, wasn't it?
Yes. So off you go, Richard.
Glow stick.
Plumage.
Apropos.
Cheeks.
Hovercraft.
Brisket.
Lyricism.
Sandy.
All these words are in a Greek dictionary and they're trying to fool us by not doing them in Greek.
Oh.
I think you have spotted a connection there, Sandy. I think you're quite right. And we are now into the elimination round, so it's over to Sandy and Barry, where you will be eliminated if a connection is spotted.
Furore.
Spritz.
Gauntlet.
Brazier.
Ah, Miles.
Well, I mean, if you suggest to someone that they might attempt to remove your brassiere, mm-hmm. as I've done several times, you're throwing down the gauntlet.
Throwing down the gauntlet. Okay. Well, I'm afraid, Sandy. Yes, there is a connection there, isn't there? I'm
very afraid, concrete one. Yeah.
Very
concrete.
Unarguable. Yeah.
So, you've seen my bra.
Sandy has now been eliminated, so it's now down to Barry to come up with a sequence of words. To come up with a sequence of words which make no sense, which in Barry's case won't be a problem, I can assure you.
On my own, this is.
On your own, Barry,
solo.
Yes.
Solo.
Yes.
Hubris. Indigo. Jesuit. Kennel.
Miles has come in.
We take our dog to a Jesuit kennel.
Could you give us more details of that?
Yes, it's a retriever.
Fair enough. There are quite a lot of Jesuit kennels around, Barry. I'm surprised you didn't spot that.
I don't get out enough.
Yeah, I'm afraid that... So you're eliminated, Barry. So now it's down to Miles and Richard.
Well, are we against each other? This is fun. Priest hole.
Plunger.
Well, Sandy has challenged that, and I'm very grateful to Sandy because actually I am making up the rules as I go along and realise that there was no one left to challenge. Sandy, what did you spot there?
Well, depending on the state of the priest's hole, I would imagine that a plunger might occasionally be necessary.
Plunger might be necessary with a priest's hole. I don't know about... Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can... I can't... Not sure. Maybe we should put the vote to the people. That never goes wrong, does it? Oh. I think it's roughly 52-48%. So now it's down to Richard to come up with a sequence of words which have no connection.
OK. Rocket. Chummy.
Sandy again.
I imagine if you're in a rocket with somebody, you've got to be quite chummy. They're small. They're a confined space.
You don't get in a rocket, though, do you? You get in the capsule at the top of a rocket.
Ooh, pedant.
If you were an astronaut, you wouldn't be saying pedant. You would say, thank you very much for that information.
I thought you were using rocket as a verb and said, I imagine if you're going to rocket somebody, you'd be quite chummy with them.
Oh.
I misheard it, so I simply misheard it.
But no, I think, Jack, that means you win.
Yeah.
I'll buy that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, well, we come now to the round called Celebrity in a Box, and the rules are self-explanatory. So let's meet today's celebrity, and we're honoured to welcome His Royal Highness Prince William, Duke of Cambridge. Welcome, Your Royal Highness. I know you're a very busy man, so without further ado, can I ask you to step into the box? Thank you. And there we are, our celebrity in a box. On to the next round. Okay, the next round takes as its inspiration the world of games. Now, who here hasn't looked at a Monopoly box lid, read 8 years plus, and thought, well, that's way too bloody long? The idea is that one team will play a favourite game of theirs, after which the opposing team should attempt to guess the name of the game that they're playing. So, Barry and Sandy, you can start, and the title of your game will now be advertised to the audience via the laser display board. And for listeners, for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Gludo. Gludo.
Are you ready?
Yes, Barry and Sandy.
Okay, my turn to guess this time. Was it Professor Gum in the craft room with the epoxy resin?
No, it wasn't.
Was it Colonel Yoo-hoo in the bicycle shed with the rubber cement?
No, it wasn't him either.
Then I'm stuck.
Good game, eh?
Mmm, not to be sniffed at.
Could it possibly be Gludo?
Oh, okay, so your turn to play a game, Richard and Miles, and the title of your game is now being exhibited on the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Desperate for the Ludo. Desperate for the Ludo.
Okay, over to you, Richard and Miles.
Okay.
Oh, how long have we been playing this?
2 hours! Oh.
If we can, yeah. If we can just get to
right.
The centre.
Let's just get it fit.
Oh, six. That's so annoying. Your turn, come on.
Okay, right.
Just get your...
I'm going to get there.
Just get your yellow thing to the middle.
Gosh,
come on, you can do it.
This always happens.
Just a three.
Know,
that's
I'm
all
trying.
You need.
Five. Oh, fuck.
Hold on. I just needed two. I've got three of my red ones home. I just need...
Four! Oh, can you roll for me? Because I need both hands to hold the table!
I told you we shouldn't have that three bean salad before we started playing. 14?
Okay, come on, we just need to get... You've gone all the way around the whole cross. You just need... Come on, go for it.
Oh, finally.
Oh, thank God.
After you.
Faintly lavatorial context,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And I think it's two syllables. And I'm trying to think of the other one. Now, wait a minute. Shot in the dark. Lou. What can the second syllable be? Over to Sandy.
Is it Ludo? Oh, there's more.
Well, there's a prefix to Ludo was...
There's a prefix to Ludo.
Can I say, people listening at home, Richard has been the one that's hit the button every time.
What do you mean button?
There's a prefix to it.
Well, you can tell them.
The game we were playing is called Desperate for the Ludo.
Desperate for the... Oh, yes.
And it's brilliant.
Much better.
Yes.
I feel a fool now.
I know. I'm trying to stifle my laughter.
And I'm managing.
This is... Lovely team play. Lovely team play.
Yeah. OK, well, in this next game, we take a look at eye-catching programme titles. A good programme title can help secure a huge audience, as was illustrated by the recent Channel 4 documentary about the favourite biscuits of the travelling community, My Big Fat Gypsy Creams. The people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles, so I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. Maybe we start with you, please, Miles.
Coming up on BBC Three, veteran comedian and ladies' man Barry Cryer hosts a brand new dating and makeover series specifically targeted at the over 80s. That's Snog Barry Avoid. At...
Barry.
On ITV tonight, Beyoncé shows us round the stately home she's just bought. That's Beyoncé Castle tonight on ITV.
Richard.
Next on BBC One, what happens when a leading chemist opens two branches in the same Surrey town? In These Boots Are Made for Woking.
Sandy.
Tonight, Rick Stein travels to France to examine why the British are so squeamish about some traditional French cooking. That's Rick Stein with Horses for Courses.
Coming up on BBC Four, we look at the intriguing case of how one of Britain's favourite comedians won planning permission to build his new house next to a cemetery. That's Let Bygraves Be Bygraves. Later on BBC Four.
And on Channel 4 now, a documentary entirely made up of short bits of footage of cardiac surgery in Totally Clips of the Heart.
In the Life Scientific, Jim Al-Khalili talks to Professor James Long about his groundbreaking work analysing personality traits from people's urine samples. That's Taking the Piss this Wednesday.
Tonight's concert on Radio 3 features a group of amateur musicians who are all serving police officers, the London Occasional Law Officers Light Orchestra. So tonight at 8, don't miss music from LO, LO, LO.
On E4 now, the dating show where IT professionals have to win a date and then immediately get dumped in Try Turning It On and Off Again.
Tune in for the new quiz with Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osmond and all the contestants go commando. That's Pantless today at 5.
Well, this next game is called Just a Minim, and it's a musical version of the long-running wireless favourite, Just a Minute. And Just a Minute has run for over 900 episodes and is kept fresh with regular injections of new blood, as is its host, Nicholas Parsons. So, Colin, I'm going to need you to... Colin? Colin! Colin! I haven't finished yet, have I? I was about to say I'm going to need you to keep very quiet until I actually ask you to play the piano. And as... Oh, don't feel sorry for him. He doesn't care. Doesn't care about you. Otherwise, he wouldn't have turned up in his gardening clothes. And as the minute waltz gently fades away, please welcome our four gifted, accomplished, skilled, masterful, adept, ingenious players who are also lively, entertaining, quick-witted, etc., etc. Sandy Toksvig, we're going to go to you first. And the song I'd like you to sing with your usual wit and wisdom without hesitation, repetition, deviation, or repetition is Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seafront. Me prefer being next to briny deep. To stroll upon the prom path beach where the brass bands platedly om pom teach. So just let me exist along the ocean. I'll conduct life with such glee. And there's lots of girls as well. Me, I'd love sojourning abreast, parallel to froth them, also the surf.
Sandy, talks to me there, coming very skillfully to the end of a song. Unfortunately, there's still 36 seconds to go. But Sandy's doing so very, very well. Incredibly marvellous, skillful player of the game that we love to play so much. And Sandy, who's played the game we love to play so much on several occasions now, and always doing very, very, very well with it. And considering she's actually... considering she's a lady, and we always treat lady players on this show as if they are equal to men players. Move on, we now have a second song to sing, and I'd like Richard to start this time with She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, Richard Osman.
She'll be coming round the mountain when her comes, traversing the hillock.
And Barry has a challenge there. Barry, just wait a minute until I haven't introduced you yet, have I, Barry? Haven't able to be able to tell the ladies and gentlemen that you're a long-standing member of the game and a skillful player of the game that we love to play. And I'm so keen to come in with a challenge, you haven't even let me say my bit, and I'm the chair of the game. I don't say that, no one will know where we stand with it. But anyway, Barry Cryer, who's so desperate to spit out what he wants to say, I'm hoping now that it's going to be kind-hearted and not as vitriolic as it sometimes can be. Dear Barry Cryer, who's been coming here for so many years, he's actually forgotten that he's no longer invited. Barry Cryer, what was the nature of your challenge?
Hesitation.
There was a bit of a hesitation there, wasn't there? Richard Osman came in with a little bit of hesitation there between the words. He sounded as though he was searching for the next... It's a fair challenge, isn't it, I think, Richard? Don't you agree? Richard, don't just sit there nodding. This is radio, don't you understand? People can't see that now.
I am strongly in favour of that challenge.
Yes, well, Richard Osman there is a co-host of TV's favourite show, Pointless, where they keep the quality of the show so high by only making 6 shows a day. And that's how they do it. There's a trade secret that he won't mind me letting you in on there. So, yes, there's a successful challenge from Barry there with only 68 seconds left to go there. And she'll be coming round the mountain to Barry Cryer. Thank you, Barry.
Circling the hill on her arrival and orbiting similar territory, as well as visiting various routes in the area.
And Sandy, a challenge there. Sandy, what was the nature of your challenge?
Sandy,
been playing the game for many, many years. A skillful player of the game that we love to play. Not only here, but throughout Her Majesty's United Kingdom, which is mostly England now. But we carry on anyway, don't we? What was the nature of your challenge, Sandy?
I was just putting Barry out of his misery, that was all.
Well, I'm not sure that's a proper challenge, but the audience here in Southend enjoyed it so much that I'm... I'm going to give you a 7 and 6 coupon to spend at Timothy White's on whatever you want. Okay. It is back to you, Barry, I'm afraid, with another 72 seconds left. She'll be coming round the mountain. Over to you, Barry.
Singing I, oh, yippee, hoppy, E. Caroline J, K, L, O, V.
And the whistle went there, which means that... Now, that actually isn't the end of a round whistle. That's called the mercy whistle, that one, isn't it? Occasionally you have to blow it just to help Barry out. But you're doing very, very well there, weren't you? A seasoned player of the game we love to play there, but you didn't quite get the end there. But we have sadly come to the end of our time with Just a Minim, so don't forget to tune in next week. And we are indebted, which is why we keep playing the game so much. Now we have to... We have to thank Ian Messitup, who has been so marvellous. We don't really, but I have to say that anyway. So thank you for joining us on Just a Minim. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Essex Songbook. Samantha tells me she's a huge fan of Southend and only recently spent an exhilarating afternoon here learning from a gentleman friend how to make candy floss in his seaside stall. How they laughed as she grabbed his wooden stick in her hand and watched as it grew bigger and bigger. Imagine her surprise when it flew off before she'd finished, leaving her with a very sticky sleeve. Sometimes I wish Jermaine Greer didn't write for this show anymore. Teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to be popular with people who live in Essex. Sandy, you could start, please.
Don't let the sunbed go down on me.
Miles.
I'm still Stansted.
Richard.
By the rivers of Basildon.
Barry.
And now Southend is near.
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man.
Don't look back in anger.
I want to Braintree.
Nothing like a virgin.
The jazz will be the day.
How much is that dogging in the window?
Is this the way to Thurrock Services?
It's Rainham Men. Hallelujah, it's Rainham Men.
Amazing Greys.
Leon C. When you're not strong.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tarnished tarmac of time is furtively fly-tipped by the cowboy builder of belligerence, while the mouldering mattress of mortality pisses off the persistent picnickers of penitence, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Southend, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Miles Jupp, Richard Osman and Sandy Toksvig have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.
A little bit more silly.